Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Mara Rowcliffe, clinical psychology doctoral student. What precautions can you take to prevent from being sexually assaulted? In a national survey, 15% of college women reported being sexually victimized, whereas only 2% of men did. Only 5% report the crime to police. Acquaintances were the sexual aggressors 84% of the time. Psychologists Hickman and Mullenhard found that women, despite knowing that they were more likely to be raped by an acquaintance than a stranger, still feared being raped more by a stranger and took more precautions against them. Women likely have a greater sense of control and predictability about their acquaintances than with strangers, but intimate partners do most of the sexual assaults. Most rape survivors have no known risk factors except their gender, being a woman. Tarkin Klecht used a National Crime Victimization Survey of sexual assaults to study the impact of victim resistance. They noted whether harm followed or preceded self-protective actions. Additional injuries besides rape following victim resistance were rare, whether acquaintance or stranger. Both forceful and non-forceful resistance reduced the risk of rape completion and did not affect the risk of additional injury. Conclusion: immediate resistance and self-defense increases chance of avoiding rape completion without increasing risk of physical injury. Resist! That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Mara Rowcliffe.